Hey, Dad, here comes another episode of this podcast that I'm calling Patriarch, all about you, for you, a single listener podcast. This one's with your brother, Mark, Mark Perlstein. Isn't that exciting? I'm excited about it. He's fun. I like Mark. Okay, here we go.
No stress.
And so, yeah, again, you get this. You're going to be fine. I wouldn't worry too much. Okay, so we're just going to warm up with some, like...
Is this going to be edited out?
Yeah, this is all going to be edited out, probably. Just first off, like, state your name for... No, what'd you have for breakfast today?
I don't eat breakfast.
Okay.
I had coffee.
Okay.
And a piece of toast.
I'd call that piece of toast breakfast.
That's breakfast.
Yeah. You can't get out of having breakfast on that one. No. I think you're just trying to say you're one of those people who doesn't have breakfast.
Sometimes I eat breakfast, but yeah, coffee
sometimes
and toast.
Coffee and toast. Did you have breakfast with me and Elise when we had donuts over at Primo's?
Exactly, yeah.
So that counts.
That's Primo's, dude.
That's better than breakfast.
That
it's
is.
Primo's.
Yep.
I drove by there the other day coming back from Santa Monica.
Wait, are those high on your list?
Those are pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. I still think like Kofax is high up there. I got to like look at my list.
Right.
Also, wait, did I tell you what happened? So I remember I got those donuts for Elise at the farmer's market.
At Bob's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got
when
two.
When we were there.
We were there. Yeah. I got two. And I was like, one for her, one for me. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I was like, yeah, I got a donut for you on the counter when we get home, if you want it. She ate both of them. I was like, you're a monster. Where's your self-control, lady?
Did she like them?
Yeah. Those are good donuts. Those chrome donuts are good donuts.
They're good.
They're very good. Okay. So, Mark, you are the oldest brother in the Perlstein clan of this generation.
That is correct. I am.
So, first off, I guess what I'm thinking is, what's your, like, earliest memory of Dad? Because you are... Do you have conscious memories of him being born, or is he probably not, right?
No, because I was born in 1964.
Great year.
And Bill was born in 67, three years younger than me. And I'm just trying to think when the first time is I remembered Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I was probably five or six years old, those are my first memories. So I remember your dad when he was... You know, really little.
Yeah.
But we were all starting to be a little bit older.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably when he was, not when he was born, but when he was a few years old.
Yeah. So as the oldest, how about this? Like, do you remember having, like, responsibilities as being the oldest? Like, were you ever watching the kids? I mean, I'm sure partially. Like, what did you feel like your role was growing up, like, stated or unstated?
Well, I mean, I was the oldest, so, you know, I guess unconsciously you're kind of looking out for your brothers. But, you know, my mom was there.
Yeah.
And took care of us, and my mom and dad. And she was pretty much on top of that, so
yeah.
But you know, there were times I'd be watching my little brothers and doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or doing stuff with them.
Yeah. All right, what about this? What you guys, you know, yeah, you grew up together, stuck together for basically until you were basically together until you went to college,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was so...
And you weren't far from home even when you were at college.
Correct.
I don't know if you came back a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 20 years, basically, or whatever,
yeah,
until your dad went and had you.
went and made mistake number one. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, so 20 years. And, you know, in the first... I mean, we were in Massachusetts until 1973.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah. I always forget about Massachusetts. I don't know why.
So for 9 years, I mean, my first 9 years, and then your dad was born in Connecticut.
Right.
But then we lived in Massachusetts.
Yeah, wait, how did that work? Why was he born in Connecticut?
My dad had, I was a baby. I was young, too.
Yeah.
So I have no memory of Connecticut, but he I had relatives there.
Yeah.
And... he, my dad had a job. I mean, he had several jobs. I remember he was a, my dad was a police officer.
Right. For,
I don't even know how long, like a year or two. So that's really why.
Okay.
We were there. And I think by default, your dad was born in Hartford because of that. But right after that, we moved to where we really grew up, which was a town called, Fitchburg in Massachusetts.
Fitchburg, Mass.
Right near New Hampshire, North
got
Central
it.
Mass.
Yeah. Got it, got it. What are, so they always, you know, I'm thinking a lot about like Perlstein lore. One of the main like Perlstein lore stories is like going to church and taking the dollars that you would have put in the donation tray and going to buy donuts instead, and then you know picking up the pamphlet on the way back. So it seemed like you went to church. What do you have any other like memories like that? Like it, I don't know. I feel like the rap on you guys is you guys got up to mischief, had yourself some fun. Is that true? Like, what did you have any of that in Massachusetts?
Well, we were young. So, I mean, we moved in 73. I was like 9. Your dad was 6.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were young kids. And we were pretty good kids. I'm sure my mom said that. But we were. I mean, we weren't that bad. We didn't cause that much trouble or anything.
Yeah.
But once we moved to California, we lived in Downey.
Yeah.
And
Downey changes a man.
It does. It'll change a person. Where the Carpenters are from, and there's a few famous people from there. I think Metallica is from there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Take that, you puppets.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we went to Catholic school, and yeah, I do remember that clearly. Sometimes we would, because we always had something to give at the church, and my parents would drop us off.
Yeah.
For Mass on Sunday, and we'd go. There was a Winchell. Speaking of donuts, we'd go to the nearby Winchell's and just buy some donuts. And hang out there and then come back. And then my dad would pick us up after Mass was over, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't always do that, but that happened.
I mean, come on. Once you do it like once or twice, you're like, this is all we're going to do. That probably happened. Okay, great.
Plus, my parents had this theory, I think. I don't know if it was conscious, but it was like a representative of the family kind of had to be. We weren't
at church,
and we weren't that religious at all. I mean, my parents were all Catholic, but they weren't super religious. But you did go to Mass, but like my parents didn't go.
Okay,
it's like a family representative had to be there, so the kids kind of suffered. Like my mom, she never went. She got out of that all the time. So
what a raw deal.
Yeah,
that's why you have kids, so they can represent you in church.
Exactly.
Represent your sin. great. So. What about, I mean, what else? Like, you have to have some memories of from early on of, like, I'm like, I don't know, like, what was the dynamic, like, between the brothers or, you know?
Well, we all got along. I mean, it's sort of boring, but we got along pretty well.
Yeah.
We didn't fight that much.
Yeah.
Bill was, I mean, he could be not bratty, but willful and, Let me couch this in.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, carefully. Also, he's a kid, so like whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a kid, and he's younger than me and John. So.
Right. Who also, both of you are your own handful at the time, too.
No doubt, exactly. No, totally true. I mean, and your dad was great. I mean, he was really, I always got, John and I both got along with him really well. And we had fun. I mean, we just, actually, it was like kids, you know, you just go out and play all day. No internet back then.
Yeah.
Occasionally you go to the movies. There's like 5 stations on TV. So what are you doing all day? You're outside playing in Massachusetts. You play hockey, baseball in the summer and stuff like that. So you're just out. You're just outdoors all day.
Yeah.
And you come home and you eat and crash like all night. You're done, you know? So that was basically
it's a physical life. Did it ever go, how about like these outside adventures? Did it ever go wrong for you guys or you or anybody? Do you remember?
Well, I don't know if you're, my mom might have mentioned this one incident, which I can remember. We were in Massachusetts when my mom and dad were leaving, and my grandmother, my dad's mom, was babysitting us, which she did on occasion.
Yeah.
And my Bill, your dad, didn't want them to leave. So he was younger, you know.
Yeah.
So, but he threw a big fit, and my grandmother said, just get out of here. And my mom was worried, but she said, no, I'll take care of it. And so while they were driving away, Bill grabbed, at the front of the house, there was these three windows, sort of bay windows.
Yeah.
With a blind on it, like Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And he lifted up, I was standing right behind him when he did it. He lifted up the blinds over his head and just smashed it down into the window, and the window just shattered. And then my parents stopped, and my grandmother was very cool about it. She said, just don't worry about it. Go. And they did. They left.
Oh, that's so funny.
So,
You know, I've heard that story before, and it's still, like, my favorite. I love smashing windows.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
But the truth is, you know, he was a good kid. And I mean, he did, he could throw a tantrum and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, but like any kid. So he was fine. It was good.
What about this? Like, so, you know, you have, well, Chris comes into the picture later. What year is Chris born?
1974.
Okay, yeah.
We moved to California in 73.
Right.
Chris was born a year later in Downey. And then it was the four of us and my mom and dad after that point.
So you were born in Massachusetts,
yep.
Yes? John as well?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And I was wondering if everybody ended up in a different state somehow. I was hoping that was the case.
Yeah.
No such luck. So, you know, I feel like you must have had, like, impressions of your brothers at that time, like growing up, like, you know, which, like, how would you characterize them? Or if, like, or what was the rap on you? Like, how would the teachers go, like, all right, these are what the Pearlstein boys are all about. Mark's this one. John's the sexy one.
Well, I think, you know, I was the oldest. Maybe I had a responsibility complex, I think. So mm-hmm. I was, like, trying to do the right thing always.
Right.
I sort of had that attitude, which when I look back on was probably annoying for my brothers because I'm setting some standard or like I'm trying to be perfect, which I certainly was not. And I think, you know, John was my brothers are smart, but mm-hmm. Bill was smart, John. I mean, no question about any of that. But like John was probably more rambunctious and mm-hmm. I don't want to say troublemaker, but like...
We've heard stories about John.
Yeah. He rabble rouser, getting into stuff, not in a bad way, but just like kind of fun. And
yeah,
girls really liked him a lot. And then your dad was sort of in between. I think. I mean, he's the youngest until Chris came along, so mm-hmm. he was not. I mean, he wasn't so big into school.
Yeah,
but he was.
What was he into?
I don't know. He always had his interests, too. Uh-huh. Like, that's a whole other thing. Not once we got older, he was into other stuff, like mm-hmm. not drugs or anything, but...
It could be drugs. I mean, I don't know.
No.
Some drugs are fun. Like, yeah. It's like, we got to think about that.
No, I mean, he was somewhere in between those two. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
And I mean, what about Chris when Chris came along late?
Well, he was the youngest. He was the baby.
Yeah.
So I think everyone, like when you're the youngest like that, everyone sort of babied him a little bit
mm-hmm.
and pampered him. And
yeah.
So he had the best of it. Like,
yeah.
Nothing bad. Everyone liked him. Everything went well. It was kind of easy for him, I would say. I mean, no one's life is easy. I mean, he certainly had all his challenges like everybody. But, I mean, it was different than – it's, you know, when you're the youngest, I think you can be – cut loose a little more or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah.
We don't... One day, psychologists will figure it all out.
Yes.
So, how about this? Like, by the time you go off to college, you're a young man about town, Los Angeles, going to the big school. You know, it's interesting. One time, my dad just said to me, not too long ago, he was like, you know, I didn't even think I could get into college. Like, I just had no idea. Like, Mark was so smart. John was so smart. And I was just like, college takes a genius. Now, from what I can tell, you were a little boy genius at the time. So I understand that like, must have been a tricky to be around.
But I wasn't. But
no, you were Encyclopedia Brown. You were cracking cases. You know.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah. You get what I mean.
There's reputation and then there's reality. I mean, I understand what you're saying there. So.
I'm not saying you're Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, because that's not true.
Because you can use your fucking legs. No.
But I was bookish. Like, I read a lot.
Yeah.
I was a lot more shy and, you know, kept to myself and just sort of read a lot.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, and that's so that, and you know, I think you're, so where you were going with your dad is like, John and I both did really well in school.
Mm.
And, you know, I look back and that was pressure on a younger sibling and on a Christopher too.
Yeah.
Because, and it's unfair really, because it's like, and also we're all at the same school. So, you know, all the teachers know us. And so then they, there's all these expectations set.
Right.
And it's hard. I mean, I look back now, I see really clearly it was hard on your dad for that reason alone.
Yeah.
You know, you can't almost be yourself. It's like, oh, you got to be, you got to be like your brothers or something like that. And I always knew, because, I mean, I spent a lot of time with my brothers. So, like, your dad was, all, I was like, wow, he's really smart. And, you know, I could tell that, like, just how you know natively.
Yeah.
Like, someone's smart. And, like, you may not say it to somebody, but, you know, you think they're kind of a dope. And, you know.
Oh, no, I tell those people. I think they're dope.
So, I mean, it, but... You know, but it's hard when you don't do exactly as well academically.
Yeah.
Then you're measured by that and it's a little unfair. And I, so probably in Bill's head, it was like, you know, how college seems like really hard to get into or whatever.
Yeah. It, I guess from his point of view, it took a real egghead to get in there. Like it just, it took something else.
Yeah.
And I, you know. And it was, it was interesting. His point was sort of interesting. He's like, I just didn't even realize like there's a whole other tier of college that's not, you know, MIT.
Yeah.
There's like state schools that are fine, you know. Like
there's all kinds of dopes in college and all the rest.
I, so got, like, I got to college. I, you know, I figured it out. Matthew will probably pull off some kind of miracle. Like it's all going to work. But no, like, so I don't think it's like necessarily a matter of like, intellectual unequals, because I think the one thing that has made what has been clear to me more and more is like all four of you guys are like, so you're all so smart and interesting and good little kids and boy, men. Like I'm impressed by all of you constantly.
Well, we didn't, you know, like we, it's like my parents, like I just think we did not end up, they wouldn't have had that either. Like we just were not going to on any core. I mean, we goofed around and we did stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure we did stuff we shouldn't be doing too, like in high school, like every kid does, but
yeah,
you know, we didn't, we were, none of us were on any path where we're going to get into some self-destructive major drug addiction or anything like that. Cause my parents were just always had us on a course where that wasn't going to be the case.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of the credit there to my parents. That's how I view it.
Well, that's fair. So then how, what are these like, I don't know, like, I think back, here, I'll try to find this story. Maybe you have something like this. I think back of like illustrative stories of like how you find like a real tent pole of like, oh, these are like the values of like my family or the things that I believe. And one of them for me was like one time I remember being a kid. I was trying to install a program on the computer, and I just couldn't get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out why, and I got so like upset by it that I came up to my dad, and I was like, I can't get the like program on the computer to work. And he was like, no, don't just come in here and start whining. Like, I was really whiny. He was, don't just whine. Like, just go try to figure it out. Like, don't give up, or whatever that was. And I was like, oh, Dad. And then but I remember, like, I actually did try to go back into working it. Who knows if I got it to work or not. But I do really, like, think about that a lot now. I'm like, that is very core to my, like, my belief system or my values. I'm like, no, don't be a fucking, like, oh, I need help. I can't do it. Like, just figure it out. Yeah. If you really can't, that's one thing. But, like, you should, like, try. You should put in the effort. That one stuck out as to me. Do you have moments like that from your childhood that, like, your parents put on that you remember or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I can think of, you know, that's one thing about your dad, like, I always think back on is he was really good with, like when he was interested in something, he was really good with it.
Yeah.
And like one thing, Bill was really mechanical, for example.
Yeah.
And not everyone always knows this, but like he was just anything that needed to be fixed or anything mechanical, he was like really good at that.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like problem solving and the ability to like, if you're able, if you're willing to, you focus your attention and then you solve a problem. And
right.
So like I got a lot of that. Spending a lot of time with your dad, like I would always, I think we, like sometimes if it was just he and I, we would be doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Even if it was just mental stuff, like talking things through,
mm-hmm.
like and it could be any topic, like I'm just gonna use politics as an example, but and you're sort of like just going back and forth, and it's like you're this problem solving team, even though there's nothing to solve, but you're just sort of in that mode.
Yeah.
So do you get what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What kind of like traditions or if I asked you like what was your family traditions, like do you have anything that comes to mind?
One thing we used to, you know, so I mean when we grew up, we were in Massachusetts, but we really grew up here,
right?
Like that's how I think of it. And I know my brothers think that way because they were all young when we moved here, and I don't even know if your dad has that many memories of, or any of Boston.
But yeah,
I don't think he does. So. Yeah. I mean, a lot of what the whole time we were in Downey, that's when we really kind of grew up, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad was great with, I mean, you remember, he was extremely funny, and he liked to go out and eat, and like he's always knew every restaurant. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, you'd just come home and, hey, there's this new Chinese place over here, and he'd bring takeout in, or a lot of times we go out and eat to all like restaurants that we like. So on Friday nights, we always went to this Chinese place in Downey.
Yeah.
And Christopher, who hated Chinese because he was a little kid, you know, he was just like a few years old.
Yeah.
We would actually go to McDonald's. There's the name of the restaurant I can remember was Kwan's Garden, which isn't there anymore, in Imperial Highway, Paramount Boulevard in Downey. So on Friday night, we'd go there and we all ate Chinese food. We first go to McDonald's. And get Chris like a hamburger or like a Happy Meal or whatever.
Oh my God.
And bring it to the Chinese restaurant. And they were like, loved us. So they were like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
They would have cooked. I remember they're like, we'll cook him a hamburger, you know?
Yeah.
But so we'd all be eating Chinese food and Christopher would be eating a Happy Meal.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So a lot of it was that kind of thing. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, when I think back, it's really common suburban life in the, mm-hmm. 70s and 80s in Southern California, which is like eating out, going to movies all the time. That's another thing we did all the time with my parents. And then once we got old enough on our own, that's like, oh, we did that a lot.
Yeah. Just couldn't stop.
Yeah.
I get that. You know, it's interesting that just saying that, like you said, like Steve used to know all the restaurants and stuff like that. And Chris was picky about food. I'm like, well, that restaurant thing just made me think of like, oh, that's a John thing. Like whenever I think about John, like I'm like, I wish I knew restaurants like John did.
Yeah,
I don't know
totally.
How he does. And he's always on board with that. That's interesting.
And he always has been. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's something that you think that you got from your dad? Is there anything like that? You're like, oh yeah, this is like this weird quirk that Steve and I shared.
Nothing like that so much, but you know,
the middle name.
Yeah, I got the name, I got your name, we both got that name, and then totally, you know, like my dad was, his interest in politics got me into that, like just from that perspective, so, and he was really philosophical too, like just smart about stuff, you know, so you felt like you were learning a lot, just kind of talked to him, especially when I was younger, you know, you get a little bit older in your 20s, it's like, oh, now I know everything.
Yeah.
And then you go through that period where my parents don't know shit.
Yeah.
It's me.
I'm in that phase.
Yeah. So soon you'll
learn. Wouldn't believe all the things I know. It's really incredible.
I've been there. And then I realized, oh, I don't know anything. And then you come back around. Oh, my parents, you know, they know all the stuff I didn't know. So, so it was stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, common interests. Like with my mom, she and I always have been into movies.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's was a movie kid, like when she was young. So all these great movies in the 40s and 50s, my mom always knew all about those. So in between them, so we used to go to the drive-in. They don't have them anymore, but, you know, drive-in theaters to watch movies so my dad could smoke in the car. And like, but it was fun.
That's what
you know,
it's all
you,
about.
Well, for him, yeah. And like,
that's so
you know,
funny.
It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, you get to run around and like watch the movie and everything. So
yeah, I guess I didn't have an impression of that until fairly recently that you could like leave your car.
Yeah.
What a weird world.
It's weird. It's actually weird when I think back on it.
It is.
You'd be running around outside.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, if you're a kid, you're in your you're like in pajamas sometimes too, like, and there's all these kids running around.
That's so
it's
funny.
Sort of a free-for-all a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that sounds like chaos.
It is, yeah.
Great. What about this? Looking back, like, do you think of Bill getting any attributes from Steve or anything that you go like, oh, that's like a, that's Steve all the way. You're just doing it. You're doing a Steve.
You know, I think we all did each in our way.
For sure. I don't doubt that.
You know, one obvious one is my dad did a lot of different things, but he was in law enforcement.
Right.
To some degree, and your dad's had a whole career in that, and they had a whole knowledge and understanding and way to talk about that. You know, you'd see him get into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this is a whole world. I'm just sort of on the side, like, learning, you know, like, I didn't know much about it. So they were into that.
Yeah.
And I think there's some commonality of interest in it. And also, it's not just law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think of law enforcement that has the word law in it, it's like laws in the legal profession, which is like John.
Right.
And my dad was always really knowledgeable and interested in that as well. So there, you know, it's funny when I look back on it, it's not like, you know, I didn't play basketball. We didn't play basketball with my dad or anything like that. It was intellectual interests and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. And my dad, he was a classic dad of that era a little bit. Like, when you were younger, my mom took care of us more. I mean, my dad was great, but as we got older, like into high school and stuff, that's when you like sort of meet your dad and like learn, yeah. You know, like get involved with him on stuff.
Yeah.
He can relate to you more, but you know, now I think they're a lot different. Like, moms and dads are more equally involved with kids. So
sure.
You see what I'm going for?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, you also, for me, it's a weirder perspective on it because I don't have that because my parents were divorced. So right. Like, yeah, I did kind of meet my dad in like a later years because, like, I don't know, he's the guy I see on weekends. Plus, he's working half the weekends I'm there too. So
sure, yeah.
It was a little different. But yeah, I mean, I think that's
true. So
that
was horrible for you then.
Yeah, I have a trauma deep inside of me.
Let's hear about this now. Okay.
You know what? You know why I'm doing this is to stick it to Bill. Just working all these hours. Okay.
You know, your dad, I'm just while we're chatting,
yeah.
When he was younger, he was always interested in a lot of different things, but like one thing he was interested in was in police stuff and law enforcement.
Yeah.
There was that TV show Chips.
Yeah.
The original one. He
not
watched
the one with Dax Shepard.
No, not that one.
Michael Pena.
Yeah, not that movie that just came out, but like the original show with Eric Estrada and all that. And I used to watch it a little too, but your dad really liked it. And it's funny, I look back and he ended up in the CHP.
That's so funny. So,
yeah.
That's great.
And you know, another big one too is your dad and myself, but especially your dad was always knowledgeable and interested in aviation and aerospace stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Obsessively so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was interested in being a pilot at one point
yeah.
for a long period of time. And he was in the Air Force. So, and he, I mean, I don't know if you know this too. Your dad and I went with a few friends of mine to mm-hmm. the first two space shuttle landings.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The landings.
So there were, that was
like
the
splashdowns?
No, it was the shuttle which landed.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Space shuttle landed like a plane, and it used to go to, almost always went out to Edwards Air Force Base, which is out in the high desert, and occasionally in Florida. So, but the first two, which was, I don't remember exactly when, it was like 1981, and I drove us, and Bill went, and a couple of my friends to the first one.
Yeah.
We stayed the night, and then the next morning it landed. And then there was the second one, and we went to that as well. And I was driving, so I was inviting people. I only invited people who were interested, and your dad was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, in my mind, it was like, oh, yeah, there's no way. Bill's of course coming with me, you know, so.
That's so
funny. And it was amazing. I mean, that was a space shuttle Columbia, I think.
Yeah.
It was Columbia, which was later destroyed.
Right.
But it, you know, when you're especially at that age, like it just was, you know, there's a sonic boom when it flies over, and then when it lands,
woo.
It's sort of a long way away. But
yeah,
you know, you're like, holy shit, look at that! There's the space shuttle.
And yeah,
just, you know, it was like a big deal. So
that's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, I'll ask one more, mm-hmm. and then I want to move forward a little bit in time. So. Everybody, you're not of this generation, right? You're not of the Kennedy assassination generation. You don't have a memory of that.
No.
Right?
No. I mean, my first memories are in the 70s.
Right. Okay, so do
so
you
it's
have...
So it's classic Generation X, I think, is like yeah. how I view it.
What? Well, I'm asking, do you have a generational memory of like, is the one like big, like ours is 9/11. Everybody yeah. talks about that fucking 9/11 thing. Everybody's got a
And is that real for you? Is that like what
oh,
you
Oh, yeah.
Think? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
That's
it well.
That's like a signpost in your life.
I remember
way.
It, yeah. I remember right. it very well. I talk about it a lot with people of my age. It's like half a joke, but like half weird. There's all these things around it.
Right.
The conspiracy is similar to Kennedy. It's a good conversation piece.
Sure.
Do you have one of those?
Not really. And I mean, I'm just thinking like Gen X, which I'm just using that broadly, Generation X, like me and my brothers.
Yeah.
Depending on how you define that generation. I think a lot of it's the 80s. So like in my head, a lot of it I think of is...
The movie Risky Business. The movie Risky Business, and that's
man,
it.
Man,
yeah.
that was huge. Actually, that was great.
It's
and
a great movie. Still holds up.
It's great. I love that movie. I always did. And yep. like just Reagan was president and
yeah.
Yeah, everything else you like if you see an 80s movie, like that was our like yeah. a version of our life basically.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You were Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
A little
you were totally Spicoli going, yeah. oh gnarly.
That I knew good. Some Spicolis, like everyone did.
I bet.
Yeah. like total stoner guys and stuff.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's interesting. Okay, so let's move forward a little bit, and then I'm going to ask this. This is a broad question. This is a tough question. How, if somebody is like, how would you describe Bill? How would you do it? And I'm going to vamp a little bit to give you some time to think about it, so you don't even have to listen to me.
Okay.
but I think it's one of those things that it's like, yeah, how do you like, you could define him by his job, his personality, whatever. Like, what is the thing that you would be like, oh, this is like who my brothers. This is the thing that you should know about them.
That's tough because people are complex.
I tried to vamp for you.
I know.
people are complex, but I mean, you
it's
know,
it's
like
always
if you're
hard
trying to sell it
to
a
nutshell
little,
it. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
You know, there's the on the professionals. he's totally. There's. On a professional level, like there's that one aspect I think about.
Mm-hmm.
If I was hiring a person, I would love, or working with someone, I'd love to work with your dad. In fact, I did work with your dad, which is another little story. But he's great because he's completely would always do his work and mm-hmm. do it well and sort of set a high standard.
Yeah.
And then everyone lives up to that. And I like and respect that. So that's like on a professional side.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think... When I think of your dad, I just think he's really interesting because he's not, and he even admits this, but like somewhat atypical for guys who have been in law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, even though he's super knowledgeable about that and like that career and so forth, his interests are like a lot more wide ranging. I talk to your dad all the time about real estate, for example, or just like investing in general.
Yeah.
And he's super knowledgeable about real estate and like concepts of investing and how to do that. And then there's, you know, pop culture and movies and that whole realm, which yeah. is like a whole other thing. And I could just go on and on. So you stitch all these together. It's like just sort of a wide ranging set of interests. And, you know, your dad, like he flew helicopters. He's fixed jet engines. I think he still has a real estate license. I mean, yeah. he's like just all these different interests. So
yeah,
that to me, like other people may not care about that, but I like that when someone's got a lot of, you know, interest because then it, like they're fun to talk to and
there's
you
more
learn
going
stuff
on
or whatever.
Than just the first thing that you like,
yeah.
like you talk to somebody at a party. What do? Like, here's my job. This is the only thing there is about me. I don't like, I like maybe one thing on television. Yeah, this is the only thing there is about
and
me.
And it's so, you know, it's like, oh boy.
Great,
okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. I gotta talk to you. How long do we have to do this? So
yeah. Yeah. Which
but yeah,
we've all been there.
yeah, we have. So anyway, that was like a super terrible nutshell of.
No, it's fine.
That's
what I wanted. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you mentioned you work together. I'm interested what this refers to you But I was gonna hop over to, like, because you guys did like a bunch of web stuff together.
Yeah, we did.
You guys were like dog pooling.
Yeah, we
did
that.
Yeah.
That, so we, yeah, we had the football pool, which we did for, I had originally done that.
How'd you guys start like working together in that?
Well, that was, I remember the football pool thing, just to use that as an example. That was an old thing that we used to do way back when, like in the 80s on paper.
Uh-huh.
And then like fax machines were around, and then that stuff would be faxed, and then computers came around. And yeah. Actually your dad, the online dog pool thing, which we did for a few years, your dad suggested that to me. We were both, I mean, I've always been interested in the web stuff ever since the web came online. Yeah. And tech in general. And your dad was too, was always interested in that even when we were younger. So he said, how could we do this online? And like proposed it basically. And the football season was coming up, and he and I, 300, 400 miles away, did that whole thing in 3 weeks.
Wow.
With this.
It has like a chat system or like a, yeah, maybe it was a message board, but I don't
know. It was like, now I look back, it's like Twitter.
Yeah.
We had Twitter. Yeah. It was 255 characters or less, because I remember it was an 8-bit field.
Yeah, that's how
in the database. So it's 255. And I look back, and it's like just like it's Twitter. I mean, it's like we could have dumped that, and that's Twitter.
You invented Twitter.
We
and
did
didn't even
before I
know it.
I didn't even know it. So.
That's so funny.
But we did that. I'm not even joking. We did that in 3 weeks, and there's a software called Cold Fusion.
Yeah,
which Adobe makes, and
I still remember the boxes around their house.
We actually learned that and then deployed that all in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Before the season began. It was quite a feat.
That's
and then
crazy.
You know, we had the sort of web business thing. I mean, there's partly for tax purposes too, like you have a business, which means you can run expenses through it.
And right.
So I hope Uncle Sam isn't listening, but there's a little, not, it was
honestly not a lot of people are going to hear this.
No, right. Of course. So no think, funny, it's no funny business, but you know, you have legitimate deductions for that. And so that helps a lot.
Less legitimate than whatever.
Right.
I know dad tried to write off our trip to San Diego just that we just did. And I was like, I mean, that's brilliant. It's I wish I had trip. Thought about trying that. That's so funny. What else? I mean, you said you work, is that the main thing you're thinking of when you're saying work together?
Well, no, I mean, we actually worked, so what year was that? 84. Your dad had a job at a pizza place in Lakewood.
Okay.
And Angelina's Pizza. And I needed a gig. I just was.
Yeah.
I think it was right coming back from. No, actually, that year I was living at home in Downey. And so, I just needed to bring money in. And I'm like, he's like, oh, you can come work here. So I did with your dad. I made pizzas and delivered pizzas basically for not long. I mean, it was like.
Yeah,
a few 6 months or a summer or whatever.
Yeah.
So 3 or 4 months. Or
I didn't know
it was.
That.
Yeah.
Wait. So wait. How old were you? Or well, what part? Like, is this after college?
No, no, no. It was in college. So I was. Your dad was still in high school.
Okay.
So I was. God, this is getting. Yeah, I was 84. I was 20.
Wow.
Your dad was 17 or 18. I mean, it was that ballpark.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
20 and 17, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it like to work with dad at the pizza shop?
It was great.
So
actually, it was great. I mean, we didn't always have the same shifts together.
Yeah.
But like I said before, and I mean it, like completely reliable worker, and not everyone is. And like I really appreciated that. And plus he got me the job. So, and it was, you know, it was fun. You're just doing stuff. And
yeah,
you know, you leave at the end of the night with a free pizza and bring it home. So
yeah, that's
the pizza someone bought and didn't pick up, which happened all the time. It was weird.
Really?
Yeah, it was common.
That's very weird.
Not that common, but like people there'd be a pizza and someone didn't get it or order it. They ordered it and didn't buy it or I don't know what. So
that's great.
Yeah,
that's good a good
times.
Deal. Getting a pizza is about the highest aspiration I have in life is just having a pizza with me. That's all I care about. Okay, cool. So now throughout your both your lives, I'm going to start with dad. Like he's had some, we'll say, difficult or challenging or interesting milestones in his life, from his first kid relatively young to a divorce.
And that kid was
he
was awful.
I'm talking about Matthew.
No, I'm talking about Henry, the kid no one knows that he gave up for.
My long lost brother.
Yeah,
Henry,
he's out there somewhere.
Henry Perlstein.
Yeah.
He's probably a doctor. It's Rick Perlstein. He's conservative, isn't
no,
he?
No, I think he's not, but he wrote the Nixon. He
Nixon
writes
land.
About the conservatives, Rick Perlstein. Yeah,
yeah
I've
yeah.
seen the.
That's my brother. Anyway, but you know, and you know, he got, and then he got married again. We were talking a little bit about that when we had lunch the other day.
Yeah.
You know, he had
yeah, I mean,
worked
he was
as
so
a governor. He's had all these like transition moments.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing my question, this is, since there's a lot of them, I was just trying to refresh your memory on those things. Was, do you remember any conversations or like moments around those times that like you were, I don't want to say like counseling him or anything, but you know, like, did you guys like talk or chat it out? Like, yeah. Do you remember any moments like that, that was like, oh, this is a thing. This is like, we're on the precipice of a turning point for him, or yeah.
How heavy do you want to get?
I mean, let's get heavy,
you
baby.
You want to get into it?
Let's get into it. This movie's going to suck. We got the TV on. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. This is bad. It's the new Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, Elise proposed we go see it, and I was like, you know, I don't want to. Like, you can't make me.
That's rough.
yeah, so, when
your dad was first married, had you, and that was, I mean, and that didn't work out, and then that was really hard. I mean, it was hard, I'm sure, on your mom. It was brutal on your dad, and, you know, it was, I'm sure, really hard on you. So,
man, I couldn't remember it. It was all great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one. I mean, I didn't counsel your dad or anything because, mm-hmm. you know, he did that. And then, you know, and then like we were talking about the other day, too, like getting married again, you know, like you're gun shy and reluctant. And he met Steph and.
Yeah.
And he knew he was going to dive into that again. And
yeah,
I think it was, I don't think he ever expected that either. Like he didn't. I mean, maybe somewhere he'd want it, like to meet someone, but he was, you know, you just once bitten, twice shy or whatever, like you're just like really reluctant. So, so I don't know if I have a good answer for you.
No, it's okay. I don't know. Like, I just wonder if you remember any like thought processes or like, cause to me, I don't know. Maybe Bill won't find any of this interesting. But to me, what'll be interesting about...
Oh, this is incredibly boring. I know. I mean, you're doing a great job, but it's like...
Well, all I'm thinking...
Or not. I don't know. Maybe it's not. So
here's what I'm thinking.
Is this okay?
Literally everybody...
Does everyone pause and ask that?
Is this okay?
Is this the bit you... So you'll edit this out then?
No, I'm leaving it in. this is the good stuff. But here's my... But I think why it's interesting, or hopefully why it's interesting, is like jogging this nostalgia or like these moments. I even just like... It's interesting because Dad's turning 50. You did it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Like looking back on an entire life, like it just going like, God, there's all these like little weird moments. And I can't believe I forgot about them. We're like, oh, that was interesting, or that was like defining. Like it's I like doing that. Like when I drive by Primo's Donuts, the place that we went with Elise and I, I'm like, yeah, that was fun. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
You know, like those little moments are, I think, more important or more interesting than we give them credit for. So I'm just questioning. Like, yeah, do you remember anything in those moments that were like that stuck out to you?
There's a ton. I mean, I mentioned going to the space shuttle landing. I mean, there's a ton of these with my family and my brothers, because, you know, especially when we were in high school, we used to goof around a lot, and
mm-hmm.
we all had cars eventually, so you're like driving to stuff, and you know, we're being occasionally semi-irresponsible. I'll just leave it at that. But
sure.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I should have probably thought about this beforehand. Like, I can't think of any specific moment, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of those in general I can think of all over LA, just like doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad was like, in particular, like if I was driving, I was the first to drive, so I would drive my brothers around a lot to things. And your dad was sort of like occasionally be my wingman, like he's just in the car with me, even though we're both kids.
For some reason, I think you had a Datsun truck. Is that
correct? That was John's, but I inherited that from him when he went to the Air Force Academy. But I had like a Chevy Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
It was an old car. And then like we had a Chevy, your dad had a Chevy Malibu and just different cars like that.
Yeah.
Late 70s or early 80s cars, basically. So...
Sorry, I interrupted your...
No, because it wasn't going anywhere, so you might as well interrupt it. I'm like, just...
You're so self-conscious.
Am I? Okay. But I don't know. I don't really have any...
That's fair.
Off the top of my head, any specific memory like that.
How about this? Do you have any, we'll start with the easy one. Do you have any memories where you're like particularly proud of Bill? Like, or where you're like, oh my God, that guy did something good. Whether that's, you know, personal, professional, whatever. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of those. Like, you know, when your dad got, I remember when he got his bachelor's degree and you know, that was a big deal because what we were talking about before, like, I don't know if he completely realized he could or should do that or whatever. And it's like, I mean, others encourage him, but I used to, it's like, this is, you know, come on, don't, you can do, absolutely do it. And then, you know, certainly when he got his master's degree at USC and I went to the ceremony for that. And I didn't go to his graduation at the big one. I was, I don't know what I was doing, but when he went out of the academy for the CHP, that was like my, our whole family was really proud. My grandparents, my grandmother, my mom's mom who just passed away was there with her husband, my grandfather, everyone was there for that. So that was like a big deal. Yeah.
That's interesting because one of the things, if I remember correctly, I think you're the one who, I'm going to say, pressured dad into going to college. Is that right? Like, do you remember that?
No. Well, I don't know.
Pressured may make you feel like you did something wrong, but like, I think you were the one who encouraged. How about encouraged?
Well,
is that right?
I don't know. I hope I did, but I think others, I'm sure, encouraged him.
Were you the, were you the one who's like, take a class? And then just don't drop it. And then
let me just take full credit for this right now. It was all me. So no, I mean it was
Mark. You got me into college, and I don't care what anybody says. I wouldn't have gone to college if it weren't for you. Literally 0% chance.
Is that that's not true.
That is 100% true.
No, you were going.
Nobody had aspirations to take me to college. Nobody was really like, hey, you gotta get, like, people were like, you should get better grades. Like, but I was like, I don't know what this means. I'm telling you, it wouldn't have happened if not for like you.
Well, that's really thoughtful to say. But I mean, you had that whole period. I remember, like, you turned that a big corner in high school academically. I mean, you just I can literally say this so everyone can hear it. Like, you turned that corner into this moment. You never stopped.
Jesus.
It's like Forrest Gump. You just started running and then you didn't stop. And like, you're still running, which is great. And it totally worked.
That's
right?
So funny. I still think honestly, it was just, man, I got into one class. All it was, I didn't give a shit in freshman year because it was all so easy. There's nothing interesting going on.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit in sophomore year
because
there was nothing interesting. It was all fairly easy. Like, at a certain point, when work is easy, there's no point in doing it.
Right.
Even if you're like, oh, but you get good grade, like, it's like, who gives a shit?
You were bored with that, right?
I know I was bored with it.
So
my math teacher, I think my freshman year, was like, you should have tested out of this class. You should be in a sophomore's class.
Right.
And I was already in the advanced class for freshmen. Like, you should have tested out of this, and there's nothing we can do. We're 3 months in. Like, we can't change it. You're kind of screwed. And I was like, that sounds right to me.
So you were like, that whole year, you're destined to be bored in that class that you shouldn't have been in, basically.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what my grade was in that, but I couldn't give less of a shit, too. I do remember that.
But after a certain point, you did, like, you really turned on the juice. I don't know, whatever. It wasn't so boring.
Into one class that I cared about,
right?
The film thing, and then it was
you saw a path or something,
and the acting class. So I was doing two things that were like fun that made like all of it. Like, you know, you get a little interest going. That's enough to sustain you in other things. But I was so fucking bored, and I hated my mom. You know, like, it was rough. Okay. Anyway, I think you did encourage Bill to get into college.
I wondered why
was there a reason behind that other than it's good to, like, were you consciously pushing it?
Well,
I knew,
my parents encouraged, my parents encouraged all of us to go to college. I just literally can't say that's me. That wouldn't be honest.
I'm not saying you did it.
But I mean, my parents, like, were so big on education our whole life. So that's like, if there's a single factor, that's it for all of us. I mean, I would totally say that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I did point out, because I was in college, so I could say, like, I do remember talking to your dad about, you know, this isn't any big effing deal. Like, it's not, you know, because when you're not in it, it's like, it seems like this remote thing. And it's
you
like,
you got to take tests and you got to get the certain
thing. And it's the same thing I say it to, you know, I've said to Matt, like to anyone, like just don't. It's this not something. It's great. I mean, college is good, and it's no big deal. Like yeah. you know, so don't fear it. Like every you can go and do it.
Yeah,
there's dopes in there, and they can you know like that kind of stuff. And kids, I think, understand like they respond to that.
Yeah.
Concept, you know what I mean? Because then it's clear that oh, I can do this. So
yeah,
I'm not. But your dad was driven too. Like at a certain point, that which is the other thing. Your dad is a closer. Like that's if I had to pick another thing.
Yeah,
that's and so Steph, that's you know like I'm doing this thing and
yeah.
then they do it. Like it's not half-assed or
yeah,
like dropping it or whatever. Like it, you know, it will be. Here's a goal I'm setting out or a task I'm going to do, and it gets completed, even big or little or whatever. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's all your – and I seriously, I said it to him directly. That's all your dad. Like, he did that
yeah.
himself. I mean, because, you know, ultimately, you're the one that's there. You got to do all the work. It's all up to you, so.
Let me just be clear. I never for one moment meant, like, you take credit for dad going to college.
Okay. I
just was more like, did you talk to him about it?
I
Why?
Did.
How'd that get in there? But you know what? Here, we're fine. We're going to spend the last little bit of it like
yeah,
this.
But you just,
why are you so fucking humble, man? Why are you out there just, like, hiding? Like, we've talked, dad and I have talked about this before.
I'm a humble person.
No,
like, it's
fuck
not
you. We've talked about this before. Like, you have good investment ideas. You refuse to share. Like, every time somebody asks you for advice, you're like, I don't know, man. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Maybe this, maybe the other thing. There's no way. I don't want to be in charge. Are you just like refused to be culpable for your actions? Like, what is happening with you?
No, I mean, on the investing thing, like, that's something I've just I don't want to take people's money is important to them. I don't want to be responsible for someone losing money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a topic I'm happy to talk about with you or anyone. And we have talked about it. So,
yeah.
And I talk about it with your dad all the time.
I want hard numbers. What should how much should I invest in which companies?
I could never do that. I mean, I would just. I would never in a million years do that.
That's so funny to me.
Is it though?
I mean, it really is. I understand why. I totally understand
why. You
do,
right?
Totally. But
I'm
also...
I hate when people do that.
To give you advice?
Yeah, like... Because people are so... No, not any advice, but like on money things. Because, mm-hmm. oh, here's a great investment. It's like, really? Dude, I won't even see you. I'll put money in this, and then I don't know where I'm at sea. It could go down, and you might be out of this investment.
Right.
People love... to do that and like put themselves out there like they're some expert and they're not.
Right.
So I'm reluctant to do it too.
That's fair. I guess I'm like not, I don't have an issue doing it, but I'll always couch it and like, you know, this, I could be wrong. I've been in this conversation recently. Do you know Chelsea Handler has a show on Netflix?
Yeah.
And I've been talking with one of their executive producers and it looks like it's going to happen. I'm going to program a chat bot or Twitter bot for them. Who knows how I got into this, Mark, but I'm going to do that.
And let's not, we won't even get into what you think of Chelsea Handler because I don't think you think too highly of her.
I don't,
her, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to hear this. I don't think she's funny, whatever. So I'm doing this for this show and I'm sitting there and I'm going like, I kind of know, here's what I know. And I'm sitting, and every time I go like, you know what? I could be wrong. Here's what I know. There's always limitations to it. Like if you have better advice, for sure. Go with that. But like, this is what I know. This is what I think. And like, I feel like you won't even do that. Like, I feel like you won't even give me, here's what I know or here's what I think. You'll just go like, I don't want to get involved. Like, we'll talk abstractly about what Twitter bots are or what stocks are interesting, like what's interesting. But you never be like, oh, yeah, Uber, that's a buy. Like you would never say that in your life. You know, Uber, that's a buy. I mean, who knows? Like there's probably better investments out there. And like maybe that's not right for your portfolio. But you would never even go like, that's a buy. And maybe that I'm wrong.
I might on occasion. But I mean, I can actually think back. There's times I think I posted on Facebook or something like. I remember Apple when it was really low, and I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, which is the equivalent of saying, put your friggin' money in this. But
right.
I am reluctant, and I stand by it. Like, I'm just reluctant to, you know, and I get your criticism, because it is one. No, it is.
I'm in my 20s. I know everything. We already established this.
I take things out to a level of abstraction, and then it's like, where's that getting me? You know, like, how's that going to help anyone? So...
It's just interesting.
I get where you're coming from.
It's interesting to me. I love it. Dad is prescriptive. Dad will tell you, like, buy a house.
He is,
wait
yeah.
it out, 30 years. Next thing you know, you got a great, like he is prescriptive.
My dad was like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's valuable.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm not being critical of any of them, but like that, you're not always right.
No, I know.
And it's provably wrong sometimes. So, like, You know, another thing is, like, I don't want to be wrong.
I don't want to be wrong either.
So if I don't commit to any, if I'm not saying it something about it, then I'm not going to be wrong. I think that's a part of it too.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to spitball through a few last ones and we'll see where we go.
Is this going okay?
So, God, it's the funniest thing in the world to me. Okay, so how about this? Growing up, did you feel like your family ever faced any discrimination or were ever felt like on the outside?
No, not really, except when we were, one little example is when we were in Massachusetts, we went to Catholic school. Our name, Pearlstein, is a Jewish name, basically. So, yeah. I don't know. I always felt like there was some, that was very Irish, like all the nuns were Irish and everything. Like a lot of my friends were Irish. So it's like, what are these people doing here? There was a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I remember hearing of, just real quickly on that, my grandfather, your great grandfather, who was Jewish, my dad's dad, used to go to, and he was not religious in any way. He just, at all, like his parents were, but he wasn't. But they used to go to New Hampshire every year to rent a cottage or whatever, and he'd be discriminated against.
Yeah.
He couldn't put it in his name. They would use his wife's sister's name, Margaret Sullivan, in order to rent it because they wouldn't rent to a Jew.
That's crazy.
And he told me that story, and he's like, whatever, you just deal with it. And when I heard it,
because
he was the greatest guy, I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was more pissed than he was hearing about it like 50 years later. But he was like, you dealt with it. So
yeah.
There's our little Jewish discrimination in our history right there on that one.
I used to get this isn't a big deal. I used to get like random like racial slurs thrown at me before I knew what they were.
You mean on
Jewish stuff? Yeah.
Really?
Like I heard kike several times before I knew what that word meant.
Where, in Vacaville?
Yeah. I heard Jew bagel too many times. I didn't know what that meant, but Chris used to do that. Chris is an asshole. But Chris used to call me like a Jew bagel, and I didn't know what Jewish was.
That was
enough.
Gary's brother. Yeah.
I didn't know what Jewish son. Enough was to like figure out that was like offensive.
Did he say that to you?
For sure.
Oh man.
He is such an asshole.
He was terrible.
There was a bunch of them. Like I remember hearing it and I was like, wow, that's surprising to me. So that's interesting. I'm glad you guys didn't have to deal with too much. Good for you.
Yeah. But we were around Catholics and no one, I don't know.
They're good people.
Well, they're wonderful, aren't they? They're flawless. So.
They're ordained by God. Okay.
But it was a very Catholic milieu, so there was like not, it was sort of, I don't know if people, like a lot of these kids didn't even know what being Jewish was or something. So.
Yeah, I feel like that was. I'm like, who gives a shit? Jews? Right. Great. Okay, so wrapping it up. If there's... Do you have like a single, like, is there anything that stands out as like maybe one of your more important memories with or of dad? You mentioned the lander. If not, if we already covered it, then that's fine. But I'm just curious if anything stands out that we didn't cover.
I think I know I'm going to think of one when we're done, but like the space shuttle landings were really a great thing because it was just me and him and two and other friends. We're just kids. Out in the desert alone, spending the night.
Yeah.
And then the next day there's a space shuttle landing. It's very geeky, but it was like really a great adventure when you're like in high school to do that.
Yeah.
And whenever I tell someone, and your dad does this too, like you say, I was at the first space shuttle landing. They're like, oh, really? You know, like that's a thing.
It's
a thing. It's kind of cool. So.
Yeah.
That stands out. I know there's others, but I can't think of any
right now.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you think, did you ever not say anything to dad that you wish you had?
Well, you know, I love him.
Great. Good. Classic.
Yeah.
Men can't express their feelings. And then.
No, he knows that. I mean, no,
fair.
Not really.
No.
You know what? Actually, and you know this because you're in. I mean, we're pretty honest. Like, we'll just say things. Like, I don't think anyone's too shy about saying how they feel about things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much of that.
We
all have mouths. We know how to use them.
Amen. Is there any stories left or memories that you want to share before we call it?
I think we covered a lot of them.
Cool. And then my last question.
I wish my dad was around to do one of these. I think that
I do too.
I think it would have been amazing and funny.
He was great.
To get the two of you doing this and riffing. And
he's so funny. Yeah. Like, I just, everything.
You remember that, right? Like,
everything I remember about him was just, he was a dynamic and impressive guy, like, yeah, at all moments. And
he could do impressions and, like, just, yeah, he was fun and funny.
He's,
you know,
funny. He sang, smart. He made jokes. He got all uppity and, yeah, like, yelled.
And he could tell a joke, too. Yeah. It's the other, like, I can't, yeah, to save my life, but, like, he could. So two guys walk into a bar, yeah, and da-da-da, you know, and you're like laughing, yeah, at the end. It's like pretty good. So
I feel like that's an art that's lost. Nobody tells jokes anymore.
They don't, right?
Yeah,
I think comedy's gone in a whole other.
I think the internet's killed it.
Like, is it the internet that's done that?
Yeah, I've read all the jokes.
It's because they've all been done.
Yeah,
and the structure of every joke is.
They're all pretty close,
right?
They're
so
all
it's
pretty
just
close.
All out there. So
it's all out there.
Right.
But I think, like, at a time, like, you know, people would tell a joke, and, like, I feel like that was a trope in movies. Like, people would be like, oh, she can't tell a joke, or, like, somebody would try to tell a joke,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, she can't tell a joke, she's not the one for me, but this one makes me laugh. And it's like, wait, nobody's going around telling jokes. But I feel like that's the thing, is, like, you delivering it was, like, actually a skill, like an impressive one, yeah, at that. I forgot about
it.
Jokes.
It was a thing.
It was,
like,
a
you
thing.
Know, and yeah, you're totally right. Like, oh, that person can tell jokes and that kid. Like, yeah, you're sort of classified
it
or something.
It says something about you.
Yeah.
It says something about your sociability, your intelligence in a way. Like,
yeah,
are you in? Can you learn these weird jokes and,
yeah,
have perfect? Did you, you know, nobody wrote them.
Right.
Nobody, like, but yeah. Okay. And then the last question. Sorry, we went on a weird tangent on jokes, but it was interesting to me. And yes, Steve would have been very good at this. Oh, man. I don't know. Okay. I'll ask you two questions. One, what if now dad's retiring, dad's turning 50, he's over the hill. Yeah. Is there any last, like, things that you want to, I guess, say as, like, if you were, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, what would you write in the card? What's the last thing you'd want to throw out to dad is just, like, on his, send him on his quest for retirement and into his over the hill years?
I don't know. One thing I'd say is, which I've talked to him about, is, like, don't, I mean, because your dad likes to, how would I couch this? Like, he works.
Yeah.
He's used to working. And
I know.
Like, don't be afraid to be idle. And,
yeah,
just, like, kind of for a bit,
mm-hmm,
even if it's a day or a week or whatever. And,
yeah,
you don't have to have any responsibilities at that moment. And it's okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're not, don't have value or whatever. Not that your dad thinks that way. It's not like.
No, there's something there.
Well,
it's not, you know, I know what
well,
you mean.
Well, he gets, you know.
Get great value out of work.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah. And being, exactly. We do. And being productive and whatever. And also, you sort of feel the need to do it when, in actuality, that's, like, a thing, but it's not the whole thing. So,
mm-hmm,
but he knows that. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't be telling him something he doesn't already know.
Yeah. That's fair. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this last one. Speculate wildly.
Uh-oh.
What do you think Steve would say to dad coming into his 50 years? Like, he's, you know, now, or like 50 years, he's retired. He's got his little spot in Monterey. He's buying up investment properties. Apparently got a couple, three good kids, yeah, that Steve knew. They're going all right. I feel like, you know who I really, why I want Steve alive? Because I feel like he might talk to Matthew and get that kid right in shape. So speculate wildly. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know this. He'd be really proud of Bill. Totally proud. And they had a connection on law enforcement, all that. Like, just that Bill went the distance in the CHP, mm-hmm, which there was a lot of, you know, that's not a straight path. Like, that's a,
yeah,
that's a mountain to climb and not an easy one. And there's a lot of people chewing at you at different points and coming at you. So,
yeah,
I think he'd be really proud of him. And I don't know what he'd say going forward. Enjoy it. Enjoy life. It's short. That sounds like something my dad would say. So I don't know.
That's good speculation.
He'd be proud of him.
Yeah.
I put it that way.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps it up, Mark.
All right.
You did a great job.
Oh, this has been fantastic.
Or you did something. I don't know. I can't tell you if you
did
a great job.
It's an okay job at best.
You said words.
Words were said. Things were said. They can't be unsaid.
Well, thank you for doing it. Dad, enjoy your retirement.
Yep.
We all love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.